The Seattle Mariners organization is apologizing to the LGBTQ community. That's after two incidents in which couples say they were humiliated by ballpark staff, one of them at the Mariners' first ever Pride Night. KUOW's Paige Browning has the story.
Major League Baseball has an ambassador of inclusion who threw out the first pitch on Pride Night at Safeco Field August 19th. Seattle resident Mary McHale was at the game, too, with their significant other. The fun ended when they were waiting for a ride outside the ballpark.
My sweetheart looked at me and said, you know, what a great time we were having. And we kissed. And not doing anything obscene or anything that would make any of the other folks standing around us uncomfortable. And that's when a Safeco Field employee came out and looked at us and said, ladies, I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
McHale says it was humiliating for multiple reasons. It was Pride Night, for one, and neither McHale nor their partner go by female pronouns. And McHale was told they'd be asked to leave if they continued to kiss.
And he said that our behavior was against the family-friendly policy. And at that point, I started to get really angry.
Just 2 weeks earlier, a lesbian couple had a similar interaction with the ballpark staff. Mariners leadership have since apologized to McHale, saying they should have never been approached and that the employee has been disciplined.
The response from the Mariners has been swift and positive, but more than that, it's an opportunity to educate this employee and their supervisor and whoever else trained them around how to be more sensitive when they're enforcing their so-called family-friendly policy.
And that's what the Mariners say their next step is, training staff this September on making the ballpark welcome to all, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. They'll work with Seattle's LGBT Business Chamber on improving the code of conduct. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.